Are you looking for a new TV, movie, or a video game system? Are you in Sandpoint, Alaska? Do you like to save money? Then Wastak Electronics, out on the spit in the Peter Pan Complex, is for you. Wastak offers big city discounts in Bush, Alaska. Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Wells Fargo National Bank member FDIC is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP Radio in Sandpoint, Alaska. You can find Wells Fargo in Sandpoint at the Cutter Loose Coffee Building.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome once again to Aleutians Eastboro High School Basketball. I'm Rob Bland. I'm with you live from Bristol Way High School in Natick, Alaska. And third round action this morning in the 2010 Elks Tourney in a breakfast special here between the King Cove T-Jacks, who played the last game in the boys' bracket last night in a hard-fought battle against the Kalignik Huskies, which the T-Jacks lost 61-50. And they'll be facing the Togiak Huskies, who were defeated yesterday 53-26 by the Sandpoint Eagles in the first game of Friday's action. Just about a minute to go before we have the opening tip-off here today. The Togiak Huskies roster: Keith Fox, Jarrell Ichuk, Damian Lovecuck, Simeon Wassley, Sidney Pavian, Kendall Wassley, Garen Nanaluk, Daniel Gonzalez, John Paul, Robert Blue, Harry Martin, and Tyler Blue, and they're led by Coach Andrew. And for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, Jordan Hamilton, Cody Mack, Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Christian Christensen, and Drayton Newman, coached by Ralph Lindquist. Starting for the T-Jacks this morning, Johnny, Jordan, Avery, Cody, and Mark. And for the Huskies, Lokuk, Blue, Paul, Gonzalez. And to take the opening tip, it will be, oh, and also, let's see, who did I miss? Nanaluk, I believe Nanaluk was on the floor. We'll double-check that. And Robert Blue will take the opening tap against Johnny Samuelson. The T-Jacks wearing white, Togiak in dark blue. The T-Jacks moving right to left on your dial, and the tip is taken by Daniel Gonzalez in the backcourt, and Togiak brings it across into the front court, and this one is underway. Here's a pass up top to Gonzalez. He goes left side to Lokuk, right to Simeon Wassley, bobbles the ball, gets it back, throws it in the middle for Robert Blue. Nice drive. Goes on a left-hand pass to John Paul in the left corner, deep, gets it back out on the wing to Simeon Wassley. He fakes a pass, drives left side, goes up and under A.B. Samuelson. His shot is up, no good. Tip, the ball is loose, and it's corralled out front by John Paul for the Huskies. To Daniel Gonzalez, right side, he goes, throws it on the left to Simeon Wassley, who lobs it in for Robert Blue, kicks it out to Gonzalez for a deep three. Air ball, no good. Rebound taken there by Robert Blue, though, and Robert puts it up and in. And we've got a quick 2-0 lead for the Togiak Huskies. Johnny Samuelson brings the ball down, goes left to right, puts it in off the glass. Quick basket by Johnny, and it's 2-2. Coach Lindquist getting on the troops already, wanting them to put some full-court pressure on. Here's Gonzalez with the ball, splits the defense, lobs it back out now for Simeon Wassley. Back to Gonzalez, left corner. His entry pass goes all the way through about four people and comes on the right side to John Paul. Simeon Wassley with a three from the top of the arc, no good, but the rebound is taken there by John Paul, knocked loose by Johnny Samuelson and off the foot of John Paul. And here we have a quick substitution as Christensen replaces Mark Newton. Christian in the game, and Mark getting some specific instruction there from Coach Lindquist. Cody Mack with the ball right wing, dribbles across, throws to Christensen to Johnny in the corner right below us. Johnny launches a three, nothing but net, and so far, Johnny 2-for-2, and it's 5-2, T-Jacks with 6:30 to play first quarter. Here's Simeon Wassley driving down quickly, puts it out to Gonzalez. The ball goes off the head of Johnny Samuelson to Cody Mack. Cody gives a pass to Johnny. He goes up off balance and puts it in with the right hand from the left side over a defender from about 7 feet. Nice body control there by Johnny. He's got a quick 7, and it's 7-2, T-Jacks. Here's a cross-court pass to Damian Lokuk. Lokuk goes to Simeon Wassley. He dribbles against the 2-3 defense, splits the defense with a pass to Daniel Gonzalez. He puts up a shot off the glass and good. Nice play there by Coach Andrew's Huskies, and it's 7-4 T-Jacks. T-Jacks fought hard last night and just had great effort, just not the execution we're used to seeing, and they fell by 11 to the Kalignic Huskies. Christensen with the ball down below us in the corner to Johnny Samuelson. His entry pass to Jordan Hamlin is tipped away and stolen by Simeon Washley, who goes coast-to-coast against Johnny Samuelson. His shot is up and no good, but he will draw the foul, and that'll be the first on Johnny and the first of the game for either team. And we expect to have Simeon Washley at the line for the Togiak Huskies to shoot a pair. Togiak wearing, as we said, dark blue, navy blue, white letters and striping. And the first free throw is up and good by Simeon. And the score is 7-5, T-Jacks. And the T-Jacks wearing white with black striping, letters and numbers. And on the white uniforms, the T-Jacks also have their last name. As Washley drops in the second one, he's 2 of 2 from the stripe, cuts the T-Jacks lead to 7-6. With 5:41 to play, we have a timeout on the floor called by Coach Ralph Lindquist, a 30-second timeout. And we'll stay with you here. If you missed it in the last game last night, the girls' bracket, the King Cove Rookies, were defeated 46-38 by the Bristol Bay Angels. And King Cove played them even. Really, the turning point in that game was a three-pointer by Stephanie Monson for the Angels as the horn sounded in the third period. That took a three-point lead to 6, and the rookies can never get it closer than 4. Great effort. We kind of saw an instant replay in both games. Great effort by both the King Cove teams. Just didn't execute as well as they're capable of, and it cost them as they played two very good teams. Back to live action now as Johnny brings it up to Christian on the right wing. To Cody, nice entry pass for Christian. His shot is blocked by Robert Blue, taken by Daniel Gonzalez, ahead to Damian Lokuk. He goes up, tries to bounce a pass. It's off Johnny, and Lokuk gets it back to Gonzalez, who goes top to Simeon Washley. Jumper from the foul line, off the rim, no good. Rebound is put back up, no good by Robert or by John Paul. He gets his own rebound, brings it down, and kicks it out to Washley. He drives the lane. His shot is up around the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Huskies. Now the ball's on the floor. It's taken by John Paul, and he gets it out to Simeon Washley for a three-pointer from the right side of the arc. No good. And another offensive rebound. 5 offensive rebounds this trip for the Huskies. John Paul gets it to Lokuk, to Simeon Washley. He drives, loses the ball. Avery gets it away, throws it down for Cody Mack. Nice pass by Avery. And Cody misses a layup, but Christian follows and puts it in. Beautiful pass by Avery as he threw it just out of the reach of two defenders. 9-6 T-Jacks, 4:39 to go. Huskies with it to Gonzalez. Nice pass in the middle, but it's off the hands of Washley. He outlets for Johnny Samuels, and Johnny, nice dish to Cody. Cody puts that one up, no good off the rim, but he draws a foul. Nice pass there by Johnny across three Togiak defenders who were hustling back on defense. Got it to Cody, but he's fouled there by, I believe it was Lokuk, and it was. That'll be Damian's first, team's first. And Cody Mack will go to the line to shoot a pair for the T-Jacks. Cody's first shot is up and no good off the back of the iron. He'll have one more. Mark Newton re-entering the game, and he'll replace Avery Samuelson. Coach Ralph Lindquist really been spending a lot of time, especially with Mark and Avery, as he tries to get them to the next level and get their confidence up and preparing the team really already for those times when they'll have to play without Johnny Samuelson running the show. The second free throw is up, no good. The Huskies come down, and they miss a shot, and it's taken away there by Christensen on a steal, and Christian goes the length of the court and lays it in. 11-6 lead for the T-Jacks now with 4:07 to go, and here's another steal by Christian on an errant pass. Gives it ahead to Johnny. He goes up, lays it in, and I think we're going to have a foul. Okay, we're going to have a foul and a timeout, I believe. Okay, so there is going to be a foul. So Johnny will end up going to the line to attempt a three-point play. And Coach Andrew has called a timeout for the Togiak Huskies. 4:03 to go, first quarter, 13-6. T-Jacks with the lead. Johnny Samuelson with 9 already, and Christian Christensen with 4. And for the Huskies, Simeon Washley, Daniel Gonzalez, and Robert Blue, all with 2 apiece. This Huskies team played tough in the opening round against New Stu before being defeated 77-50. And then never did seem to get it going yesterday against Sandpoint as they were fell far behind early and lost to the Eagles 53-26. So far this morning they're giving them much better effort. and yet a couple of turnovers that led to easy baskets. And Johnny Samuelson so far is 4-for-4 from the field with a three-pointer for his 9 points. Again, if the as a reminder, if the T-Jacks do win this game, they'll play again this afternoon at 4:30 against the winner of the Sandpoint New Stuyahok game, which will be played at 12, and we'll carry that one for you live here on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint and King Cove, Alaska. Timeout is over. Both teams retake the floor. Johnny Samuelson steps to the line to attempt to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. Johnny spins the ball, dribbles twice, shoots, and nothing but net. Johnny with 10. It's 14-6. T-Jacks full court pressure now, and here's a near steal by Johnny. He kind of jumps, a little frustration. He made a great play just to knock that one away, but he thought he should have pulled it down for a steal. Now here's a pass into Gonzalez, a trap there on the side, and a long pass thrown to Robert Blue. Nice block by Hamilton as he recovered quickly. Blue gets the rebound, puts it out to Gonzalez, and he's fouled from behind by Cody Mack. Thought Cody might be able to get a clean block. Gonzalez didn't know Cody was there, and that they got him for getting a piece of the arm there. And number 25 for the Huskies will go to the line to shoot two. First foul on Cody, second on the team. Gonzalez free throw is up and good. And Daniels got 3 points. The Huskies a perfect 3-for-3 from the stripe. And we had Sidney Pavian and Garen Nanaluk that checked in momentarily for the Huskies. Now they are replaced by the starters Simeon Wassily and Damian Locook. The second one is no good, rebounded there by Jordan Hamilton. Off to Johnny, who brings it up left side on the wing. Crossover dribble, goes the lane, fakes, gives it to Cody for a three, no good off the rim. Rebound's knocked around and knocked out of bounds by Robert Blue. Both Jordan Hamilton and Christian Christensen had great position there on the offensive glass. Johnny inbound underneath the T-Jacks basket, running the stack play, lobs it to Jordan. Nice block there by Simeon Wassily. Jordan didn't know he was there. Wassily goes down one on three and lays it up and in. Simeon with four, and it's 14-9 now. Johnny brings it up quickly, goes in over three defenders, and his shot is up, but no good. He smacks his hands in frustration, but he did draw a foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. And that foul looks like maybe on Simeon Wassily again, and it is. And that's his second and the team's third. Johnny at the line for two. Johnny's first one is up and good. Samuelson with 11. Senior co-captain seems to be on his game today. Johnny had 17 in last night's loss to the Kalignik Huskies. And his second free throw is up and also good. And the ball is inbounded now against full court pressure. Here's a lob pass to Robert Blue. Gets it up to Simeon Wassily, who loses it to Avery Samuelson. Avery now coming up. No numbers. 2-on-4. And his pass for Cody Mack is high and out of bounds. So the ball will go back to Togiak with the T-Jacks leading 16-9, 3:15 to play. Here's a long three-point attempt from Wassily, no good from deep in the left corner, and the rebound comes off to John Paul, gets it back to Wassily, who drives against two T-Jack defenders. Again, no good, and the ball is loose, and the rebound is hustled down there by John Paul. He gets it to Wassily for yet another attempt, and he knocks this one down, a three-pointer from deep in the left corner for Simeon Wassily. Simeon now with 7, and it's 16-12. Togiak hanging around here, doing a good job in this early morning matchup against our T-Jacks. Johnny goes right side to Mark Newton, down to Johnny in the corner, crossover dribble, shoots a 3. Good, as that one rolled around the rim and dropped in, a 3-pointer for Johnny Samuelson. And Johnny has, 15? 15 points. Nice steal there by Christensen, who gets it to Johnny, drives between two defenders, splits the defense, and lays it in. 21-12, T-Jacks, 2:22 to go, first quarter. Here's a trap, and there's going to be another steal. Johnny's going to steal this one, takes the ball all the way, gives it to Mark Newton, and Mark lays it up and in. And all of a sudden, what was a 16-12 game is now a 23-12 game, as the T-Jacks toss in 7 points in about 20 seconds. Nice gesture there by Johnny. He made a nice steal, went in all alone, but he had Mark Newton on his left, and so he dished it off to Mark, and Mark's in the scoring column now. 4 for Christensen, 2 for Mark Newton, and Johnny leading all scorers with 17. And for the Huskies, Simeon Wassily with 7, 3 for Gonzalez, and 2 for Robert Blue. I want to thank you for joining us here for this early morning matchup. After 3 exciting games yesterday, I'm having coffee and a cough drop for breakfast. And try to keep my voice down. It's hard not to get excited, though, watching these games and seeing the effort that our three teams put forth. We're really proud of all of them, and they never quit. And even in defeat, they do us proud. So the ball being inbound now to Gonzalez, and here's another steal by Christensen. Lobs it over to Cody Mack, gives it to Mark Newton. Mark open for a three, passes it up, gets it back to Johnny, and he slows it down with the clock ticking down to 2:05 to play in the first quarter. 23-12, T-Jacks. It goes in the right corner to Cody Mack, back to Johnny, back to Cody. And he lobs it now for Johnny up near the logo. Johnny goes crossover dribble, kicks it over to Avery for three, but he's guarded quickly to Mark Newton, back to Johnny at the top. Good hustle on defense by the Huskies. Back to Avery on the left wing. He fakes, drives, defended there by a double team. Back to Mark Newton across to Cody. Cody with the fake, passes it to Mark. Gets it inside nicely to Christian. His shot won't go. And Jordan Hamilton on the bench now for the T-Jacks. Here's a long three-pointer by Gonzalez. Rolls around the rim, no good from the left wing. Johnny Samuelson with the rebound. Comes back down, dribbling with the left hand, goes crossover, kicks it to Mark Newton. Mark fakes, kicks it back out to Johnny on the left wing. And they're going to run James offense. Coach Lindquist calling for that, I think, is what he said. And sure enough, all five players are above the foul line. And Mark Newton has the ball deep in the left wing. He dribbles across to Christensen. Christensen kicks it back to the other side of Johnny. Nice dish to Avery in the middle. Avery's shot is partially blocked there by Togiak. And they're going to call it an air ball. That looked like a partial block, went out of bounds, and it goes to the Huskies. Simeon Wassily throws an errant pass, and it'll go. Oh. He said it was deflected by a T-Jack player, and it's going to stay with the Huskies. Interesting. All right. Inbound by Gonzalez. He throws it front court there to Robert Blue. Number 50 holds it high, gets it back to Daniel. Gonzalez goes top to Simeon Wassily. Nice move and a drive there and puts it in off the glass. Nice athletic move there by Simeon. He has 9 points in the game. And Johnny Samuelson comes down and has the ball blocked. Avery Samuelson picks it up. His shot is no good. And he knocks it away, tries for a steal, but good hustle there by John Paul to save it to Gonzalez for the Huskies. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Gonzalez drives all the way down, puts it up off the glass, no good. Samuelson with the rebound. 20 seconds to go, 23-14, T-Jacks. Johnny goes between the legs, comes across the Angel logo and calls the play to Avery, left side. Right below us, Mark has it in the corner, back out to Johnny. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Johnny backing up to the half-court stripe. Crossover dribble, goes between the legs three times. Nice move, goes in lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. The rebound taken there by Christensen. And at the buzzer, I think we're going to have a foul. We are going to have a foul. A nice offensive board there by Christian. Young freshman playing some great ball for the T-Jacks this season. And the foul is going to go against number 23. And that'll be, I think he said number 23, Harry Martin. Didn't see him in the game. And Christian will shoot two. His first one is no good. And he'll have one more. And the second one is up, and that one's good. So Christian ends the first quarter with 5 points. And after one, it's the King Cove T-Jacks 24, the Togiak Huskies 14. I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. If you're looking for the recorded games on the website, they're having some trouble in the studio with the computers, and they're working on that. And Kels Hetherington says that he'll have that up and available as soon as possible. We also want to thank KSDP programming sponsor Peninsula Airways, bringing Alaska communities together for over 40 years. For information and reservations, please call toll-free at 1-800-448-4226. Penair, the spirit of Alaska. As you might expect, very small crowd here for this 9 a.m. affair here between the T-Jacks and the Huskies. Have a few other players and fans, maybe about 30 total in the stands here. And that's counting the bench players. Johnny Samuelson inbounds to Mark Newton, goes to Cody Mack, to Johnny in the corner, wide open for a three. Good, knocks it down right below us here. Johnny with 20 now. And it's 27-14. Four-court pressure, nearly stolen by Mark Newton. But Robert Blue gets it off to Simeon Wassily. He had John Paul or Damian Lowe cook open. Wassley now with a three-pointer off the rim, no good, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound, loose ball foul. I believe it's going to go against Togiak. It will, and that foul is going to be on number 15, John Paul, his first. And now they've given the foul at the end of the quarter, not to Harry Martin, but to Simeon Wassley, and he's got three. Ball goes to Johnny right below us to Mark Newton. Good pass for Christensen, but he misses a 10-footer. Daniel Gonzalez with the rebound. Gets it off to Damian Locook, ahead to John Paul, but it's stolen by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny coming down, goes up, and he's fouled hard there by Locook, who quickly goes over after picking himself off the floor to make sure Johnny's okay, and both players exchange a high five there and go to the line. That'll be the second foul on Damian and the team's fifth, or sixth, I'm sorry, and Johnny Samuelson at the line for two. Johnny knocks down the first one. Johnny hasn't missed a shot yet, except on the two situations where he's been fouled. And so far, he's a perfect 4 of 4 from the stripe. 21 points for Johnny. 7:29 to go, second quarter. And the second one's up and good. The ball's inbounds again against full court pressure. 29-14, T-Jax. Gonzalez lobs it. Nice play there by Mark Newton to steal it. Mark goes up and lays it in. Nice defense there by number 20, and he's got 4 points. Here's the lob pass into Gonzalez, and he's trapped now by Cody Mack. Mark Newton throws it ahead. Nice job of breaking the press. He gets it ahead to John Paul in the front court on the left wing. He gets it back to Gonzalez, considers a three, fakes, drives. Nice pass inside, but it's tipped away off the hands of number 24, Damian Locook, and the ball goes out of bounds to the T-Jacks at the far end. 7:02 to play, second quarter. T-Jacks 31, Togiak 14. Winner of this game will advance to play the winner of the 12 p.m. game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the New Stuyahawk Eagles. Here's a pass on the right wing to Cody Mack. Back to Johnny Samuelson. Back to Cody. Lobs it left wing to Mark Newton to Johnny right below us. Johnny with an open three off the screen from Jordan Hamlin, and that one won't fall. Jordan fights, gets the rebound, goes up, puts it up and in off the glass. Nice work on the offensive glass there by Jordan, and it's 33-14. Another near steal by Mark Newton, who's doing a great job on the full-court press. And Simeon Wassley brings it up, fakes the three, passes it up, gets it to Gonzalez. Back to Wassley. He'll launch the three this time, no good, and the rebound is being fought for, and it's going to be out of bounds off of number 24, Damian Locook, for the Togiak Huskies. And the T-Jacks have the ball again, far into the court, with 6:26 to play. Mark Newton inbounds to Johnny Samuelson, brings it to Jordan Hamilton on the right wing to Cody Mack. Nice pass back to Jordan, but he's double-teamed there. Goes up for what looked like it would be a turnaround jumper and found Christensen with a beautiful dish underneath, and Christian completes it. He's got 7 in the game. And now here's a near steal. The ball is laying on the floor, and Christensen takes it away, dribbles, puts it out to Mark Newton at the foul line. No good. The rebound is loose, up in the air, and grabbed there by number 22, Simeon Wassily, for the Huskies. They get it in the front court to Robert Blue. He goes in hard against Jordan Hamilton, and he's going to be called for the charging foul. Jordan did a good job establishing position. So with 5:49 to go in a game that's been relatively fast-paced due to the T-Jacks full-court press, the T-Jacks leading the Togiak Huskies 35-14. 7 points for Christensen, 4 for Mark Newton, 2 for Jordan Hamilton, and the rest of them, which is 22 for Johnny Samuelson. The ball comes to Jordan. Top of the three-point arc to Johnny. Right side to Cody on the wing. He dribbles once, gets it back to Johnny. Johnny drives the lane, goes in. Nice dish to Jordan, puts it up and in. Nice left-handed bounce pass there by Johnny, and Jordan completes it. He's got 4, and it's 37-14 with 5:25 to play. The ball is from Wassley to John Paul. Pass it front court to Gonzalez. He's open for a three, but Christian hustles nicely. Now here's another steal saved in by Jordan Hamilton. He goes hard to the floor, saves it to Johnny. Johnny ahead to Cody on the fast break, and Cody lays it up and in. Cody's on the board now, and it's 39-14. Ball is inbound to Gonzalez. He gets it to Wassley. He throws it ahead for Gonzalez, nearly stolen by Christensen. They get it down. Shot off the rim there by Locook. The ball is thrown by Johnny Samuelson, and Cody wasn't looking for it on the fast break, and it went over his head. And Johnny said, "That's my fault." And Cody was guarded there. So the ball goes back to the Togiak Huskies. Gonzalez trapped, gets it to Wassley. Pressure applied by Johnny and Christian, but he gets it ahead to John Paul in the front court. He goes up against Jordan Hamilton. Air ball off the glass to Avery Samuelson. Avery outlet pass to Cody Mack. Cody, one on four, lobs it far side, too high, almost came up to me as it went off Johnny's fingertips here right below us, and it'll be turnover to the Huskies. 4:35 to go, first half. T-Jacks 39, Huskies 14. Simeon Wassley being pressured by Cody and Johnny there. Here's a pass ahead to Robert Blue. He gets it front court to Daniel Gonzalez, goes into Locook, and his shot is up and good off the glass. Locook with his first two. Damian gets on the boards, 39-16. Johnny Samuelson comes down quickly, lays it up. It won't go. The ball is kept alive there by Christensen. Gets it to Johnny, to Avery Samuelson. Fakes a three, gets it back to Johnny, lobs it into Jordan Hamilton. Nice fake and spin move, and he puts it up and in off the glass. Six quick points here in the second frame by Jordan Hamilton. It's 41-16, T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson and Cody Mack, good job splitting the defense there by Gonzalez. He gets it up to Wassley for a long-range three, and he knocks that down, his second three of the game. Wassley now with 12, and it's 41-19. Johnny Samuelson comes up on the left wing, loses control but gets it back over to Cody Mack. Cody, nice entry pass to Jordan Samuelson. Nice spin move. His hook shot is short. It didn't even catch the rim. Christian kept it alive, and it's knocked out of bounds there by Daniel Gonzalez. So Johnny will inbound underneath the T-Jacks basket as they run the four corners offense off the out-of-bounds play. Gives it to Jordan, who hits Avery. Avery with an open three-pointer won't go. Coach Lindquist telling him that's a good shot selection there as he was wide open. And here's a length of the court pass to Simeon Wassley by Daniel Gonzalez. He saves it inbounds and stays inbounds himself. Now he gets it to Gonzalez, fakes a three. Avery Samuelson gets in the air to stop that one. Now Avery applying good pressure. Here's a lob pass top to Wassley. He'll take a three from outside the arc. No good. And Christensen with yet another rebound gets it off to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny hesitates, pulls up outside the three-point line, lobs it right below us to Christian. Back to Johnny, holding the ball high. Bounce pass across to Avery. Avery, nice pass inside by Avery to Christian. And Christian puts it in, and he's got nine. Coach Lindquist liked that assist by Avery Samuelson. And it's 43-19 with 2:45 to go in the first half. John Paul, double team here by Johnny and Christian, gets it up ahead to Damian Locook. He takes a 15-footer off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Johnny Samuelson, and he's got Cody, and he gets it to him. Cody gets the ball, goes up from the left side with the right hand and puts it in. Cody nearly traveled on that, but did a good job of controlling his body, and he's got four now, and it's 45-19. Nice drive here. Robert Blue goes through several King Cove defenders, and Jordan Hamilton stops him. Blue wanting a foul. Jordan stripped him there, and it went out of bounds. And it'll be Huskies basketball underneath the far basket with 2:20 to go, second quarter, 45-19. T-Jacks with the lead. Inbounds pass is stolen by Jordan Hamilton to Johnny. Johnny gets it ahead to Cody. Cody takes it, puts it up and in. And Cody now with six, 47-19. And here's another near steal as the pass went off the leg of Johnny Samuelson, and Christian Christensen couldn't save it in. And now Christian will have a seat on the bench as number 10 Drayton Newman checks in, seeing his first action of the morning game here with 2:07 to go, first half, 47-19 T-Jacks. Here's a pass to Gonzalez from Paul. Drives down. He's left open there for a 17-footer, and he knocks it in. Daniel Gonzalez now with five. 47-21. Johnny brings it up. Nice pass underneath to Jordan. Oh, his shot rolls off. No good. Jordan goes back up. No good. Gets a third rebound. Puts it up and in. And that time he draws a foul. So Jordan missed a couple of bunnies there. But he keeps fighting. And he's going to be rewarded with an opportunity for a three-point play. 49-21. T-Jacks with the lead. 1:43 to go. First half. Jordan Hamilton now with 8 points. All coming in the last couple of minutes of action as the T-Jacks have looked to move the ball inside, and his free throw is up and no good. Bounces off the rim and rebounded by Gonzalez. Lob pass ahead to Simeon Wassley deep on the left side. Ralph Lindquist exhorting his team to put some pressure on the ball. Wassley dribbles back and forth. Now he's double-teamed. Knocked away there by Avery Samuelson. Good job by Avery. Gets it ahead to Johnny. Johnny goes up, dishes across to Cody. It's off his hand. Will it be saved? He does save it into Avery. Avery cross-court to Johnny with 1:20 to go. Johnny holds the ball high with one hand and calls out the play. Jordan gets it on the left wing. Jordan gets it back to Johnny. Johnny nearly lost the ball, gets it to Drayton. Trey could have taken that one. He gets it back out to Johnny. Johnny now with the crossover dribble. Nice pass to Jordan. Puts it up and in. 10 Points now for Jordan Hamilton as a senior co-captain, having a good game here. It's 51-21 with under a minute to go in the first half. Nice move by Wassily to break the press, get the ball ahead to Robert Blue over in the corner there to John Paul. He dribbles, now picks up his dribble, pressured by Drayton Newman and Johnny Samuelson. Johnny knocks it away, and it goes out of bounds off of Johnny. With 40 seconds to go in the first half, and the T-Jacks up by 30, 51-21. Robert Blue inbounds the ball to Simeon Wassily. He's guarded closely by Drayton Newman. Good defense there by Dre. Gets the ball to Loka, to Gonzalez, who fakes Avery Samuelson in the air. And now the ball is lost. Johnny gets the turnover, passes ahead to Cody Mack. Goes in from a difficult angle, but Cody lays it up and in. Cody Mack with eight. It's 53-21. 20 seconds to go, first half. Simeon Wassily being pressured in the backcourt. And he's nearly stolen there by Drayton Newman. The pass, Loka gets it, passes in the right corner to John Paul. John Paul lobs it out to Wassily. He goes up for a three from straight on and hits it. Wassily now with 15. Johnny goes coast to coast, puts it up at the glass. The buzzer no good as it rolls off the rim, and that'll end the first half of action here with the King Cove T-Jacks leading 53-24. King Cove held a 24-14 lead after one quarter of play. I believe that was correct. I forgot to write it down, but I think that was correct. And then they scored 29 in the second frame and 10 for the Huskies as the King Cove full court pressure begins to take effect. Let's run down the scoring for you. For the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, let's see, Johnny with 3, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 18, 19, 20, 21 for Johnny. Might have missed one there, but we'll see. Jordan Hamilton with 10, 8 for Cody Mack, 4 for Mark Newton, and Christian Christensen with 9. Actually, Johnny has 22. I did miss one. And so that gives us 53. I thought I had missed a foul shot for him. 15, 16, 17, 18, 20. Okay, had it down there. Okay, just miscounted. And for the Togiak Huskies, Damian Lokuk with 2, Robert Blue with 2, 5 for Daniel Gonzalez, and their other 15 points by Simeon Wassily, who's also knocked down 3 three-pointers for Coach Andrew's Huskies. So at the end of the first half, that's the update on the stats. King Cove T-Jacks 53, the Togiak Huskies 24, and we'll be back with you in about 7 minutes for the second half of action here from the 2010 Elks Tourney at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Back to the studio now to Kels Hetherington.
Thanks, Rob. We're listening to the Elks tournament coverage with Rob Lanham at the courtside. We'll be right back in just a few moments here. We'll go to some music in the meantime. Stay with us right here on 830 AM KSDP, Sandpoint, Alaska.